Merci Stéphane. Arpan Basu.
Hey Joel, how's it going?
Hey, good. How you doing, Arpan?
Good, thanks. It was interesting to hear you just talk about Meshach there. And it strikes me that you're often put in a position where, you know, you've seen a kid on video and you know what he can do on the ice, but the personality side of things you have to learn somewhat on the fly, you know, as kids arrive. What is that process like for you to discover how much a kid can take, how he handles negativity, how he handles adversity? What is that process
Doesn't
like, and
take long.
how do you go along with that?
Doesn't take long. It's very
Well, what are
quick.
the what are the what are the cues
Because I'll tell you
that you
what,
pick
and
up
you've
on?
brought a great points. We see guy on video, we watch them from the stand, we see report, we see stats, we see, you know, his line mate, the program he's in, and we kind of see, and I'm the first one, I'm looking at it. And there's time where I'd say, okay, he's gonna be fine because of his style of play. And the other guy, I'm gonna say, oof, it depends how it is up here. Life is up here. It's nowhere. It's like, look at everybody that's success. Look at Tom Brady. He was the last guy in the combine. Look at Gallagher with the hat. Like, it's not a perfect science, but there's one thing that they're here. They're strong here. Hockey and life is all about finding solution. That's all there is to it. If it was easy, everybody would win. And if it was easy, then, you know, it would be just fun all the time. It's the challenge of sports. It's the challenge of anything you do in life that's throwing problems at you, problems. So for us, when we have a young player or a new player, it's pretty quick to see if he can find solution to the challenge. And it's not the scout's fault. It's not the GM's fault. But we don't know sometimes until they come with us or they come. So you draft a guy in June, and then he could be a fifth round pick. And then, you know, he comes to development camp, and then he comes to camp, and you like look at it, oh guys, we have a hockey player there. And then sometimes it's a early pick, and you're like, oof, it's gonna be a little longer. Just because the way they adjust their focus, you give them an assignment, they go in the ice, they don't do it. And so, and this is something that media cannot see and not know. So let's say we tell the player, oh, we got to do this on the PK, we're gonna flush from the board, we're gonna come out. He goes on the ice and he's all over the ice. We're like, whoa, okay, look, like we just told him like 10 seconds ago. So, and then you have a guy like Mysak where you tell him, hey, we're gonna do this, we're gonna stall, we're gonna go in, and I have all my language. Obviously, that's so something that's totally different for him. Then he goes on and he does it. So me and Alex Burrows are looking, okay, he's figuring it out. Like, it's all about finding solution and figuring it out. So, and we don't have a crystal ball on that. And to be honest, some guys, it takes a little longer than other, and it doesn't mean they won't get it. It's not like as a guy go in and he's totally confused at the beginning that 2 years down the road it's going to be the same thing too, right? So we got to be careful there on quick assessment, but it doesn't take long to see the one that finds solutions. That to me, it's easy to find out if they find solution, if they don't.
Could you, I know that you don't like to reveal, you know, what goes on behind the scenes too much, but is there an example of could you provide an example of Mesak finding a solution to something this season that really kind of made you turn to Alex Burrows and say, hey, we got something here? Like, is there one example you could think of?
Well, there's you have to realize if I tell the guys to do something offensively and let's say to create more offense and then they do it, then you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Because when it's offensively, you have the puck. So you're dictating what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, so if I have the puck, I'm coming and I'm doing a delay, a spin, or whatever it is, I'm in charge of, hey, okay, yeah, cool, I'll do this. But when the opposition is doing something, now I'm giving my job is to give tools to player to defend that. And obviously when they get to the pros better. So on my side, on a situation where a player from the other team is coming, now we don't know. He's not telling us what he's gonna do. Are we agreeing? Like he's coming with the puck, he can do, he can chip the puck, he can delay, he can pad, like he can do. So for him to be able to recognize with the tools we give him that when he first came with us, he told us flat out, he goes, I have no clue what to do. We taught him some, obviously, like we do with everybody else, some our job is to fill that toolbox with solution. Now, when it comes down to the puck drop, I'm not on the ice to tell him, this is the solution you should take to that problem. You know what I mean? He has to connect. Like I always say, guys that can connect from offense to defense quicker and like figuring it out, they have a better chance. They play quick in their head. So he did that. Again, on my side, he's got to go back to junior, like Steph Leroux said. And you know, it's a process. It's not like he's, don't get, you know, let's not get crazy, meaning that let's let him do this process. But at least he's progressing. That's my point. He's not wasting his time. He's learning. And I ask him a question, just like I did with Gouli. There's no hesitation. What should a player do there? Bang. Okay. That tells me it's inside of you now. You got it. You figured it out.
One last one, if you don't mind. It's a pretty broad question, so I apologize in advance. But how much development has gone on during this break, and what does it look like?
You mean since the game?
Since your last game, yeah. This whole
Time. Okay, well, so I would say it's a, and this is the job of a coach, obviously. It's to always, what do you do with the time you have? So it was about evolving as much as we could without going out of what we are. So we try to keep the guy as fit as we could with the ice time that was available to us because of the COVID situation. We had to take some time off because the Habs and we're playing here, so we didn't have the ice. You have to realize sometime we have 45 minutes of ice. That's all they give us, and it's fine. It's COVID. So it was a managing, stay fit, stay engaged during the ice time and the COVID situation where we couldn't practice. Someday we had to cancel practice and everything. So, and that was one part of it. The other part of it is to keep the guy excited. So we did like quiz with video, is quiz about, you know, other games than the Rocket, like NHL games. And it was like, what should a player do? And, you know, challenge the guy to be 85%. And I thought I had them, to be honest. And it was a challenge against mountain skating because we need to stay fit. So it wasn't a bag skate. I wasn't mad, but if you want to stay fit, you got to work. You're not going to be fit watching TV or doing clips. So we had mountain and pace and stuff that we do. So challenge the guy to be 85%. And they say, what about 100? And I said, well, you're still going to skate, but you're only going to do one. And I thought I had them on a question. I'm like, there's no way they're going to get 100. And one guy raised his arm. And when I thought I had them, he said, I think that. I'm like, okay, you got it. So they got 100 out of it. It was a mix of all of it, keeping the guy excited, staying fit. The toughest part is to keep that grit, like that game grit when it's your opposition, when it's like a guy you don't really like or a guy that you want the 2 points that more than he does. It's tough to recreate that. We tried, we did, but this is the part that's like the magic of the real game. I think we got close, but obviously no coach can say we got there. It'll never be true. It's not the same, right?
So you were like a game show host?
I was like kind of. I was kind of, but I thought like I was like be giving the line like at fishing. I was like giving the like, oh, I'm gonna get him and just clout. And when I went like this, the rope actually broke on me because Jordan Wheel got the answer when I thought I had them all. So, hey, as a coach, you win some, you lose some.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.